You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Being a musician seems like a dream job, full of fame, fortune, and travel. But in reality, it's a lifetime of hard work. It started at 7 years old for Rebecca Rodman. Her mother wanted her to be a harpist, but settled for her playing cello when the harp proved too unwieldy.
You know, it's probably good that she didn't put me on harp because we're dirty cello, we're not dirty harp.
Sit right down and wait a minute. I'll tell you a story and you might be in it.
Dirty cello. What's a dirty cello? We'll let Rebecca Rodman and her bandmate Jason Eckel tell us all about it in this episode of Bay Area Beats.
The reason we came up with Dirty Cello, and we get asked that a lot because it's, I guess it's a pretty catchy name, being that I was a classical cellist, I thought of classical music as sort of a way you play cleanly and tastefully, and Dirty Cello is not that. So Dirty Cello is rough blues. It's crazy up-tempo bluegrass, playing it as fast as we can. You know, we're barely holding on at the end of these concerts. You know, sweat is dripping down our face. And I thought, what would encompass that? What kind of name? So we kind of toss names around. We're like, Dirty Cello. Yeah, that works.
Play at a Nike missile base. We've played at the bottom of a cavern where we had to haul our stuff way down underground. We've played in the rain. We've played at a flash mob in the middle of the night in Golden Gate Park where we all got tickets on our cars. And all sorts of weird things like that.
And a big moment of realization for me was, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, there was this contest called Vallejo's Got Talent. And Jason encouraged me. He's like, you know what? Why don't you go on there and do what you've been practicing? And I'd been practicing rock cello, and in particular, Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. Wild, and I ended up winning, which was, I was shocked, and we realized we had something.
So we got an opportunity to go perform in China. And China, they have their rules there. We had to submit all our music to the censors, and they had to approve every song we were playing. And we were trying to figure out what could possibly be subversive about instrumental cello music. And sometimes they would come back and say, you know, you can't play that piece. And we would change the title and send it back, and then we'd get approved. So we never knew quite what they were hearing or thinking or listening for. So we traveled all over China, but we weren't allowed to be called Dirty Cello. Our manager there said that would be misconstrued, so they called it Rock and Roll Cello.
Well, we like to tailor our concerts so that we're performing for what the audience likes. We just play what feels naturally to us and to the audience. But that was not what was expected of us in China. So we did our first China show, and we played to what we thought was a good length, and our manager afterwards said, you know, that wasn't long enough. And we said, oh, really? Because, you know, it felt good. The audience left happy and satisfied. We were satisfied. And she said, no, we timed each of your songs. And literally every song that we played was timed. And I mean, we're talking like exact, like 2 minutes and, you know, 38 seconds. And she said, no. The contract says that you have to play 50 minutes per thing. And you know, it's pretty impossible to try and time music perfectly. So that was a very interesting and very unique experience for us that we only saw in China.
So one of our rules remained flexible. We also try to always make sure we're having a good time so the audience has a good time.
I don't know if it's because we have short attention spans or what it is, but when we get on stage, we're not just playing all blues. We're not playing all bluegrass. You're going to hear a little bit of everything that interests us, including covers that we like Purple Haze.
And so by taking our love of music, mixing it all together, and we keep entertained, and we make plenty of money, and we're very comfortable.